A crowd of people gathered in downtown Durham late yesterday to witness the toppling of a longtime Confederate monument. On Twitter, Governor Roy Cooper called the Charlottesville violence unacceptable, but also said, quote, there's a better way to remove these monuments. But as race and Southern culture reporter Leonita Inge reports, protesters on the scene in Durham said destroying the monument was their answer to the deadly attack by a white supremacist.
The crowd outside the old Durham County Courthouse on East Main Street started off small but began to grow, peaking when the bronze statue of an armed, uniformed soldier wearing a hat fell to the ground. And it was all caught on video. Hours after the event, people were still gathering, like Leslie Sumter, who was driving home from work when her son called.
I thought some of the house was on fire. Like, Mom, the statue is down. They're protesting downtown. Let's go, let's go. But when I got home, my husband said, oh, no, we're not going down there based on what happened in Charlottesville.
In Charlottesville, 32-year-old Heather Hare was killed when a man rammed his car into a crowd protesting a white nationalist rally. But Sumter made her way to downtown Durham anyway and was shocked when she saw the bent-up statue on the ground.
Wait, y'all kidding?
The ladder. They attached the rope, and that's part of the rope still on it.
Wait, this wasn't just here?
No, that was up there.
Yeah, it was at the top.
You are kidding.
And you see the rope is still there. They attached the rope. They had a ladder. They went up it. They attached the rope, and they took it down. This is one old gray dead soldier.
Jacqueline Wagstaff was inside the Old County Courthouse at a commission meeting when she heard about what was going on. She's glad to see part of the 15-foot Confederate memorial gone, but wonders why it took so long.
All this going on about these Confederate monuments across the United States, why are progressive county commissioners haven't had this discussion about removing this a long time ago?
Rochelle Sparko says she wondered the same thing. She walked from her nearby home to see for herself that the statue had come down.
A thing that exists in our town that's bothered me since I moved here. And, you know, but it was always kind of, oh, well, that sucks that that's there. And you never really felt like there was a lot that at least I could do about it.
Woo! It's about time that statue came down.
What did you think about it when you walked by?
It represents a lie.
Pierre Faulkner and about 30 others cheered as Durham County crews detached the fallen soldier from a large piece of granite and drove it away. One staff person said they think the piece that fell down could weigh as much as 1,000 pounds. The tallest part of the monument that reads, "In memory of the boys who wore the gray," still stands, where it was erected in 1924. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.